evening, so to say. First of all, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. Tired, as usual. Okay. The world of a para.
Yeah. Okay. Where do we catch you right now? Where are you?
So I'm currently at home. So it's quiet because all the kids are doing their activities. So it's child free at the minute. So have a nice quiet time to myself for an hour or two.
Okay.
So I'm in Reading in England. So over in the UK.
So, Danny, it's not often that we have a British woman in our podcast. Would you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
So my name's Danny Watts. I'm 32. I was injured 4 years ago playing rugby. So it left me with a spinal cord injury. So I'm paralyzed from my waist down. And how me and you cross paths is by following the German para ice hockey team when they was back in Sweden, and I think we crossed and followed each other from there, because then you followed me by, because I've started my journey into playing para ice hockey too.
Yeah, cool. And I learned the second thing, it's called para hockey even in England, right? Not sled hockey.
Yeah, para ice hockey. Yeah, I think over the water, I think over the pond is sledge hockey, I think.
Yeah, USA and Canada, it's called sled hockey, right?
I think we say it right.
Sled, para hockey, whatever. It doesn't matter. there's a reason why you play para hockey, sled hockey, or why you sit in a wheelchair. You mentioned it before. It has to do with rugby. It's a very famous sport in England, I guess. Can you tell us how you get there and what happened specifically?
Yes. So, rugby is obviously, football is the national sport, but I think it should be rugby, as we are a lot more successful in rugby with England playing. So I actually was a footballer since I could walk. I had a pair of football boots on me. My dad was a big Chelsea fan, and so I played football up until I was about 19. I played football for a little bit while I lived in Germany for 5 years. I played for a little town we lived in, and then moving back to the UK from Germany, I started playing rugby because I became a personal trainer. And everyone in this gym played rugby. So I just went for a session and I loved it. As soon as I was hitting, running, sprinting, smashing, it was everything that was made for a very small 5'4" girl. My granddad wasn't too happy with me playing rugby because he said it was too violent. But I said, it's an amazing sport. I'm not going to get injured, don't worry. Fast forward to our first home game. Yeah. And it was our first home game, and literally the last 40 seconds of the match, I had an offside, very bad tackle.
Okay.
It's very hard to explain if you don't play rugby, but it was a tackle where I wasn't meant to be hit, and I kind of was like folded in half. So I played number seven, and the easiest way to explain it is if you imagine the number seven folding in half in my back. That's how I actually did it. I mean, it's not for the faint-hearted. It's actually on video as well, so you can.
Oh really?
It's a great watch. So I knew instantly that there was something majorly wrong, because it was like an electric shock that went through my lower body, and I kept screaming, put my legs on the floor. So when someone said your legs are on the floor, I was kind of like, oh,
okay. Rugby, for me as a German, is it like American football without gear, without helmet, and
no, you're actually
or
a lot
are the
more
rules different
protected. The rules are so different. American football is very much like wheelchair rugby. So wheelchair rugby has come from the term murder ball, which the Americans made. But then over here, they called it wheelchair rugby because murder ball was a bit violent. It's not. It's quite a timid. It's quite a nice sport to play, like as para. It's not a sport for a para to kind of really get stuck into. But rugby is very much not like American football. It's a lot more contact. It's a lot more. It's a lot more strength, stamina. It's a lot more. Not that American football isn't, but there's a lot of breakdown and phases and stuff like that. Okay. It seems too hard to follow American football. Rugby's a lot more simple.
Yeah, because a lot of people say rugby is just like American football. Just like I said a minute ago. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And another thing is football in Great Britain is soccer here in Germany. Football or soccer in the USA, it's just football, American football.
Yeah.
Just to get that
It's
right.
Funny how in different countries sport is so...
Isn't it?
It's called funny, so many different things. But then when you're all playing, you all speak the same sport language. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Sport language. Very nice. Well, we can only guess how you felt when the diagnosis came out for you. You're a mother and a wife. How important was your family's support?
If I'm really honest, I don't think I'd be here today if it wasn't for my children or my husband. Because, I mean, you know, as a parent, you want to just give the best to your children. And the best I was, I was like a little pocket rocket. I did everything for them. I just never tired. I just was always like... They say the Duracell bunny here, you know, you just keep going and going. Yeah. But like having that all snatched away and spending 6 months in hospital away from my children was like someone had ripped my heart out. And I was very direct with the doctors because I'm quite direct. And I found this when I lived in Germany. The doctors in Germany are so direct and it's so much better to be told, like, exactly what's going on. So
I
hadn't spent any adult life in England, so kind of this was the main time I'd ever gone in hospital because both my children were born in Hanover. So again, I haven't really been so I haven't really been in the UK hospital. I mean, I broke a lot of bones as a child, but that's quick. So the doctors are very I felt like they're wrapped in cotton wool, but when I said, can you just tell me what it is and what's the percentage of me walking, being normal, like, you know, whatever normal is. And then when they told me, I found that a lot easier to focus on than my goal, because my goal was to get home and to continue to be the same mum as the kids left, you know.
Absolutely.
So...
Okay, yeah. And I saw you managed very good. You even got an elevator in your house. I saw a YouTube video. And even your two dogs.
They love the lift.
Very funny video. We could put this in our show notes. YouTube video, very, very funny. And what I see from your videos or the articles I read, that your family is really holding together with you, and that's very cool. I think nothing can beat that, right?
I think children are so resilient and they just adapt to their surroundings, and I think they're really lucky because they have, you know, my husband is amazing how he held the fort, and like just the way they do just get on with things, you know. They have to see their mum in a lot of pain a lot of time, because with the spinal cord injury I get, it's neuropathic pain, and there is just nothing you can do about it. You just have to scream, grin and bear it, and most of the time you end up passing out through high intensity pain anyway. So it's really hard for them to, because my son was only 5 when I was injured, so he was a baby. He was a mummy's boy as well, so he did really suffer, and he still does. He'll still come up and cuddle in. But the kids are phenomenal. Like, they just, when they see disabled people in the street, they are just so open to them, and they'll just open the door, or they'll know when to ask someone, or they'll know when not to ask. I just think the injury has made them better people, because they're going to grow up seeing so many different humans, because they see so many of my friends with different injuries, and you know, they've got in the para ice hockey, you've got no legs, one leg, you got paralyzed people. And and that's one cool thing about the sport, is it shows the kids again, I'm still mummy, I'm still playing sport, I just play even better sport now.
Yeah, so. Very cool. Yeah. Well, speaking of para hockey, you have chosen para hockey. And of course, we are all more than pleased about that. How did you come up with this sport? And have had any contact with classic ice hockey in the past?
No. So ice hockey was only ever seen on Mighty Ducks. And it was very much a, you know, a US-Canadian sport. It was kind of... It was quite rare to, I never even knew that the UK had ice hockey teams. And then when I was first injured, I saw lots of sports, and my husband showed, he said, I think you'll like this. And he showed me a clip of para ice hockey, and honestly, like, love hearts came out, and it was like, why is this is amazing. Like, it literally is the most, I would say para ice hockey is one of the only para sports where it's so close to normal ice hockey. You have the same players, you play with a puck, you play with sticks, you're on funny ice skates, you sit on them, but that's the only difference, is the sledge and the sticks are slightly different, and everything's the same. The contact, the only thing you're not allowed to do is fight with your sticks, I think that's the rule. Because we have big, on the para ice hockey sticks, we have big spikes at the end. So, we have to be careful with them.
Okay. very, very nice. Very, very interesting. I mean, para hockey is very intense, maybe more intense than normal ice hockey. If you check out YouTube for some videos, and some plays are very dangerous.
So learning the offside rule is the most tiring thing in the world. I thought offside rule in football was tiring. I thought offside rule in rugby was tiring. Learning the offside rule in ice hockey is so tiring, because once you get over the line and then the puck goes out again, you've got to get out. And then you've got like, it's so backwards and forwards. But I've never felt so, this is the best sport I've played in my life by far. As even able-bodied to disabled sport, this, I wish I played ice hockey. I wish I chose ice hockey. And because I think I would have had fun.
Yeah. But well, it's good to see you on the ice, finally.
Yeah. It's the best painkiller. It's the best painkiller, is being on the ice.
Well said. You're a sports person through and through. How important is it for you to have a sporting challenge?
So at the minute, Great Britain are putting together a women's program, and like the big women's program is, we want to challenge the world and see how many, you know, it's quite a male dominated sport. So it's really cool that, you know, women are pushing through now, like national teams are making just specific women's teams. So it's really cool to have that as a goal for in the future, like, you know, it's going to take a long time to build up the women's game, but it'd be really cool to see it, you know, on a big worldwide stage as well, you know, just like the men's teams, it'd be really cool to equally see women. So one of my goals is to definitely stick this out and try and be one of the, I mean, what's the word? You don't want to say best, because you don't ever want to be the best. I want the team to be a really gelled, happy, excited team to take to challenges and stuff. So I think that's definitely in my goal list.
Okay. And you are playing para hockey in a league. Is there a club, or how is this?
In the UK, so I play for Cardiff Huskies. Mm-hmm. So I actually, on a Sunday night, I actually have to drive 2 hours to Wales. So I actually have to drive to another country. It's just a little country. So I actually drive 2 hours there. So luckily for me, my husband drives 2 hours there. And then we do 2 hours on the ice, and then we drive 2 hours back. We don't normally get back until about 2, 3 a.m. sometimes. And then we're up with the kids on a Monday morning.
So again, I'm very lucky that my husband does the Monday mornings, because obviously I suffer really bad. After sport, my nerve pain will always kind of kick my butt the next day, but it's always worth it. It's always a good challenge. So yeah, we play in a league of, I think, six other teams in the UK. So there's not too many, but there's enough to make a league, which is fun. It starts in May, so it will be the first time playing. So I am excited.
Okay, very cool. You started fundraising and you have almost £9,000 together. If this is correct, what I read yesterday.
It's just over 10,000 now together. Tallied it all up.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. So I raised money for the RFU Injured Players Foundation, who have been an amazing charity that have helped me and my family. Like, they helped us with the lift, house adaptions, sports equipment. They've actually bought my nice new sledge that's coming on Monday. So that's exciting. So they have always helped and always put me in engagement programs to get the best out of me and help me. And I meet other injured rugby players, which is always fun because you get that banter back straight away. You get the dark sense of humour that team sports bring out in us odd people. So yeah, I done the London Marathon, and that's so me and my husband and my friend Ross, we pushed the London Marathon, which was fun. I had no skins on my thumbs for a few weeks.
Very nice. Cool. So what are your goals for the future on and off the ice? Where is Danny Watts in, say, 5 years down the road? Where do you see yourself?
So I hope to still be as feisty and fit playing para ice hockey. I can't see me ever not playing that sport anymore. Like, we've got some guys who are well into their 50s playing amazing ice hockey still, and I just think, how are you so good? Like, they're so fast and just they make it look so easy, the guys that have been playing so long. So my goals on the ice, obviously, is to see where the women's game goes. I'd love to see that develop into, like, have national leagues and have our own pools, you know, like how the national teams now have it, but to have our own separate one. That would be a really cool like achievement to be a part of. Off the ice, just hopefully there's another child in the future, and hopefully there's just normal, happy family life. There's not much I need apart from is make sure the kids are happy, healthy. It would be great to get pain management under control, because that would help me then be more independent and, you know, live a more independent life instead of feeling like kind of sometimes like a burden when you can't really get up and do the school run. And so pain management would be a great one for off the ice.
Okay, cool. So now that you're into para hockey or ice hockey, is there a team you follow? Maybe an NHL team in the USA or Canada or in Britain?
I've watched the Canadian sledge team, because they are amazing. Like, the way they play so well as a
world
team.
Class.
I watched the women are just insanely good. I mean, I think I would just sit in the middle if I got on the ice with them, because I just wouldn't keep up at all. I actually followed the German para team in the B pool. I mean, they stood out. I think they won every game, right?
They lost the last one, I think, against Sweden.
I think
the
it was
last game,
Sweden or Poland.
But the game didn't matter. They won this tournament.
They done themselves well. They done so good in that tournament. So there isn't a specific. I watch a lot of sledge hockey on YouTube just to get the ins and outs of it, but I just watch the highlights of NHL just to see how, you know, like, hear the terms like icing and like through the slot. And like, there's lots of terms that they say that they're trying to teach us as well. So I try and like put two and two together and try and read plays before they happen, because I kind of liked doing that in rugby. And I think it makes you a good sports person if you can kind of watch the sport as much as you can, because then you can then make game plays in your head before the next game plays. And I did that well as in rugby and football, so I hope to do that well now.
Very good, very good. There's one final question. So we at Bully are very, very big Oasis fans. So when will there be a reunion of Oasis?
So us British are very stubborn, and seems Noel and Liam just don't talk, do they? They just don't ever seem to want to get on with each other. I used to hear a lot of Oasis on the German radio when I used to live in Germany.
Yeah,
a lot of and Spice Girls would come up a lot, and Westlife. It's all about the 90s. I mean, I was raised in the 90s. It's the best music.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, who knows? Okay. I think Oasis's mum needs to just give them a slap around the head and make them be friends again, because we all would love some good music again.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Danny. So, Danny, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
And
thank you for having me as well. Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely. We were thrilled when you said yes. Absolutely.
Oh, brilliant. It's awesome to, talk about para ice hockey, because it's hardly known and spoken about. And you guys have one of the best teams in para ice hockey. You know, they showed that in the B pool. So, yeah.
Yeah, but we can do more. I mean, even here in Germany, with the league and all these things are going, we have a lot to do, to be honest.
Yeah, I think
with para hockey.
All of us, we can all push it. It just takes one voice and it makes plenty of waves. So it just needs people talking about it, and then more people will know. And then, so it's awesome that you're talking about it. It's awesome. It's a better step than not doing it. So it's much appreciated here.
What more can I say, Danny? Thank you very, very much. Have a great night. And maybe we talk next year again. You're invited, and we can talk about how you are doing on the ice in the league and how many goals you scored. Or
hopefully I would have got the offside rule right.
Maybe. if you got questions, just text us. No problem.
Thank you. Okay. You might regret that.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. See you later.